I got a shout out to Keith Famey, Detroit filmmaker. Now, you know Keith Famey for a variety of reasons, restaurateur, local chef for many years. And you also know him from a couple of different seasons of Survivor back in the early days, like the first couple of seasons of Survivor. He was on that show. Now he's making films. He's done several Emmy winning productions, and I went to see the premiere of another one last night that hits close to home for me. It's called Chromosomally Challenged, What's Your Superpower? It's about folks who live with Down syndrome, and he didn't know that I have a pal with Down syndrome before he made the movie. So it all sort of fit together nicely. He's talking to us about a project for muscle cars in Detroit that involves the Dream Cruise this year. We'll get into that later, but and so we were talking about that. And he said, by the way, Joanne's coming. Do you want to come to the premiere of this new movie I'm doing? And he told me about it. I said, you're not going to believe this, but one of my good buddies has Down syndrome. And we hang out all the time. I've learned a lot about it. He captured, and I don't know how he did it, because it's taken me a while to understand all that goes on with my friend Dylan, right? And his challenges with this, and the things that make him like so superior to the rest of us in many ways too. And somehow, in the short period of time of doing this film, this documentary, he captured it. He got the whole essence of who these folks are, and it's really magnificent. Again, it's called Chromosomally Enhanced. What's your superpower? And at the end of the thing, he's got a whole group of people, mostly kids, a lot from Novi and the Plymouth Canton area and so forth. And he brought, there's like 13 or so that he focused on in the film. And he brought them all together to the Willow Run Airport, where they have this B-17 from World War II, right? And the whole idea, these kids were pumping up, building strength throughout the whole making of this documentary. And at the end, the challenge was going to be to win a tug of war against this B-17. They were going to pull it across the tarmac. Well, they're doing it. They're doing it. And they're struggling a little bit. But at the end of the day, every first responder in the Novi area showed up screaming down the runway and the tarmac, all in mass, led by a military tank. Lomas Brown and Eric Hipple were riding on top of the tank. They all show up, even the canine from the Novi Police Department. They all jump on the rope and help the kids. They end up pulling the plane across the tarmac in victory. It was really, it was a touching moment. So if you get a chance, and once the movie is available, widely distributed, we'll do a Facebook post on it or so, and let you guys know. All right?
Yeah, for sure.
Where
he
you
does
can
great
see
stuff,
it.
Keith does.
It's
he
worth
really
seeing.
Does.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Anyway, it was a fun night. Thank you, Keith, for your invitation. Appreciate your hospitality. JJ, Joanna, Jason, hello, Detroit.